नाम सर्वेभ्यः अद्य वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः समासप्रकरणस्य उत्तरार्थे ऊनविंशः पाठः मे मासस्य पञ्चविंशः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारञ्च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य अतरुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। अद्य प्रकरणद्वयं करणीयमिति निश्चितमस्ति, पश्यामः यावच्छक्ति कुर्मः। सर्वसमासान्तप्रकरणम् इति एकम्, अलुक्समासप्रकरणम् इत्यपरम्। सर्वसमासान्तप्रकरणे ये समासान्ताः कञ्चन समासं विशिष्य नोक्ताः, अर्थात् सर्वेषु समासेषु ये भवितुमर्हन्ति तेषां विवरणमस्ति। अलुक्समासप्रकरणे पूर्वपदस्य विभक्तेः अलुक् अर्थात् लुकः अभावः विधीयते, तदपि पश्यामः। ततः पूर्वम् ईमेल् द्वारा केचन प्रश्नाः प्राप्ताः। एकं तु अदूरत्रिंशाः इत्यत्र अदूरत्रिंशत् अ डच् इति प्रत्ययः क्रियते, ततः टेः लोपः कथम् इति। तत्र टेः इत्येव सूत्रमस्ति, यत्र यत्र प्रत्ययः डित् अर्थात् प्रत्यये डकारः इत्सम्यकः भवति तत्र टेः लोपः, प्रकृतेः टि टि नाम अन्तिमः अच्, तदनन्तरं ये स्वराः ते, अतः त्रिंशत् इत्यत्र अत् इत्यस्य लोपः, त्रिंशु अ त्रिंश इति भवति। सः एकः प्रश्नः। द्वितीयः प्रश्नः आसीत् एकदेशविकृतमान्यवत् इति न्यायस्य विषये, कुत्र अयं न्यायः उपयुक्तः? चन्द्रशेखरमहोदय,
कस्मिंश्चित् पुस्तके दृष्टवान् अहं प्रक्रियादशायाम् अन्तिमायां दशायां यथा सौजसमौट् इति एतस्य सूत्रस्य विधानात् पूर्वं समस्तपदस्य अनन्तरं सु इति योजनात् पूर्वम् एकदेश
पदम् इति स्मरति वा? स्यात्, तथैव वक्तुं शक्नोमि। एकदेशविकृतमन्यवते इति प्रसिद्धः न्यायः, यत्र कश्चन पदस्य शब्दस्य वा एकः भागः, एकदेशः मम भागः इत्यर्थः, एकः अंशः एव विकृतः नाम परिवर्तितः, तत्र सः अन्यः शब्दः न भवति। उदाहरणार्थम् इदानीं सुकेशी भार्या यस्य सः इति कश्चन समासः बहुव्रीहिः, तत्र सुकेशी सु भार्या सु इति समासः, तस्यैव समासस्य वृत्तस्थितसमासश्च इत्यनेन प्रातिपदिकसंज्ञा भवति। प्रातिपदिकसंज्ञायां सत्यां सुपोधातुप्रातिपदिकयोः इत्यनेन सुप्रत्ययस्य लुक् भवति, तदा सुकेशी भार्या इत्यस्ति। इदानीं गोस्त्रियोरुपसर्जनस्य इत्यनेन तस्य ह्रस्वः अस्ति, सुकेशी भार्या इत्यत्र भार्याशब्दस्य ह्रस्वः, सुकेशी इत्यत्र पुमद्भावः अपि अस्ति, सुकेशभार्य इति। इदानीम् अत्र प्रातिपदिकसंज्ञा अस्ति वा इति प्रश्नः, वस्तुतः सर्वत्र समासेऽपि भवति सत्यम्, यतोहि प्रातिपदिकसंज्ञा कस्य दत्ता? सुकेशी सु भार्या सु इति समुदायस्य प्रातिपदिकसंज्ञा दत्ता। इदानीं किं श्रूयते? सुकेशभार्य इति श्रूयते। सः भिन्नः वा स एव वा इति प्रश्नः। इस् इट् सम्थिङ्ग् डिफरेण्ट् और् इस् इट् द सेम्? इस् ऑब्वियस्ली डिफरेण्ट् बिकास् यु डोण्ट् सी द प्रत्ययस् एण्ड् देर् इस् आल्सो ए चेञ्ज् इन् द प्रकृति, भार्या हेस् बिकम् भार्य। Now, is this different or is this the same? The question. So, there we use this rule which says, Ekadesha Vikritam, that in which only a small part has been changed, Ananyavat, Na Anyaha Ananyaha, is not different. It is the same. say if you have a word and you change a part of it, let us say if it is long, bharya, and you change it to bharya, it is still bharya shabdaha. Similarly, in any samasa, say rajnaha purushaha, rajanas purushasu, and you remove the pratyas, and you have rajan purusha, you remove the nakara raja purusha, it is still the same. Ekadesha vikrita, you have modified a part of that samudaya, it is correct, but it is still the same, and therefore the pratipadika samya will still remain. Because if we don't have the pratipadika samya, we cannot do a pratyaya. So the pratipadika samya which we give at the stage of a samasa, pratipadika samya always applies as soon as we do the samasa. Right? Samasa ekrute, jhatiti, tatra pratipadika samya kriyate. Tadanantaram bahuni karyani kriyante, subluka kriyate, samasanta pratyaya asti chet pratyaya yojyate, purva pade kashchana vyatyaya bhavati, uttara pade bhavati. Tathapi tat ananyam, arthat purvam yadasi tadeva pratipadikam, ataha anantaram api supratyaya kartum shakyate iti. Asya samanyam udaharanam diyate, chinne puchhe shvashvaiva natu gardabhaha. Shva nama shunakaha. Chinne puchhe, tasya puchham yadi kartayamaha, tarhi tadapi saha shva eva, shunakaha eva bhavati natu gardabhaha, ananyavat, ekadesha vikrutam, ananyavat ityasya, laukikam udaharanam diyate. Tatha shastre bhutra upayuchyate. Anything else about this you want to know?
Dhanyavada.
Sarva samasanta prakaranam. Prathamam sutram asti rukpur abdhu patham anakshe. Rukpur abdhu patham a anakshe. Iti chedaha. Samasanta hai tadhikaraha. A anakshe iti chedaha. Rugajyantasya samasasya. Pratyaha antavayavaha syat. A is given as samasanta pratyaya for these five words. Ruk, pur, ap, thur, pathin. Akshaya dhuhu tadantasya tuna. Except in the case of the thur shabda, which exists in the sense of aksha, which is related to aksha. We will see that part later. The first part says, there is akara as a pratyaya, antavayava. That is, it is added at the end, that is samasanta pratyaya, for a samasa, any samasa which ends in ruk, pur, ap, dhur, or patinna. Okay? For these five words. Any samasa, it can be abhibhava, tatpurusha, bahurihi, anything. Ardhartha, yudaharanam. Artham, ritaha artham, iti vigraha, half of a rik. Rik is a mantra in the Rig Veda. I'll just show the prakriya for one and then we'll just go ahead. Rik ngas artha su, it is the artham napum sakam ityanena samasaha. Samase krute, prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam. Remember, artham subantena samasyate ityasti prathama nirdishtam samasa vidhayaka sutre yat prathama vibhaktya nirdishtam nama artha shabdam tasya upasarjana samya bhavati upasarjana samyayam satyam upasarjanam purvam ityanena tasya purva nipata it should be artha su ruchi nas tataha rikpura bhuv prathama nakshe ityanena samasantaha a iti pratyaya idanim sutardhita samasa asyati pratipadika samya Supodhata Pratipatika Yohu, Ityanena Subluka, Ardha Ruchi A, Adgunaha, Urandraparaha, Ityanena, Ardha Rune Krute, Ardharcha, Iti, Pratipatikam, Tata Ardharcha, Pumsicha, Ityanena, Vikalpena Pumstram Bhavati, Ardharchaha, Ardharcham. Rich Shabdahasti, Radhyantasi Samasasya, Yasmin Samase, Rich Shabdahante, Shruyate, Tasmat, A, Iti Samasantaha, Kriyate. Anrita Bhakrachar Bhakrachau Athyatarieva. See Bhashasya Vakyam. There are two words. There is Anritaha and Bhakrachaha. Anritaha is Avityamanaha Rajaha Yasya. It is Bahuvrihi Samasaha. Nayostyakthanam Vachottara Padalopaha Vaktavyaha. It is Vartikena. So Vidyamana Shabdasya Lopaha A Rich Tataha Tatra Nudagamaha Vavati Anritaha. Amritaha nama Adhyetari eva. Only when it refers to a student, we have the forms Anricha. That is, the rich is actually Chakaranta, it becomes Akaranta. Adhyetari, when it refers to a student. So, Anricha is a student who has studied only the Yajurveda, so that he doesn't know any riks. Anrichaha kevala Yajuradhyeta. Evam Bahurichaha. Vahavaha Richaha Yasya. He who knows many riks is Vahurichaha Rikshakhi. He whose own Svashakha is Rigveda, so he has studied Rigveda and so he knows many riks. He is called Bahurichaha. So Anrichaha and Bahurichaha, both of these have the A Samasanta added. Anrich A and Bahurich A. Adhyetari Eva. So the Samasanta occurs only when it refers to a student. So Neha Anriksama. Sama Navityate Rik Yasya. Samaveda generally has many mantras from the Rigveda. But if there is a Sama, a mantra in the Samaveda which does not have anything from the Rigveda, it is called Anrik. So here, as you see, there is no samasanta. Anricha iti navavati. Anrich ityeva pratipadikam. Tasya prasamaika vachane anrik. Anrik sama. Adhyetari samasanta bhavati. Tadhine samasanto navavati. Bahruk suktam. Yasmin sukte bahavaha richaha santi. Tat suktam bahruk. Tatrapi samasanta nasti. So there is a question, is it possible just by looking at the samasa, which one got samasanta and which does not? In this case, yes, there is a clear difference that in a particular meaning you have a samasanta. So if it is akaranta, there is a samasanta. If it is chakaranta, there is no samasanta. Okay. So it is possible. And in most cases of samasantas, it is possible to know whether there is, if you know the pratipadika, and if the ending of the Pratipadika has changed, it means there is a Samasanta. Either a Samasanta or a Hraswa. Okay. So, Anriksama Bahurik Suktam Ityadisha Samasanta Hanasti. Rik Puhu Puru Itisha Pratipadikam Puram Nama Nagaram Ityartha. Vishnu Ho Puhu Vishnu Nasa Puru Su. So, Subluki Vishnu Puru A iti samasantaha Vishnu Pura Vishnu Puram iti bhavati Vishnoho Nagaram iti Klibatvam Lokat Purushabdaha Vastaha Strilinga Tatpurushe Paravalingan Dandva Tatpurushe Yoho Ittenena Tritvam Bhavet Hintu Lokat Linge Kadachit Prayoga Vashat Bhedaha Drishyate Ataha Vishnu Puram Ityatra Napumsakalinge eva prayoga. Yatra purushabdasya akaraha samasantaha kriyate. Tatra sarvatra napumsakalinge eva prayoga drishyate. Vimalapam saraha. Vimalaha apaha yasmin. Tatra vimalapaha. Aap iti ap shabdaha. Nityam bahuvachanantaha. Apaha. Apaha advihi ityadini rupani. Apu means water. It is a compulsorily plural word. Okay, apaha. So that sara, that pond or lake which has pure waters, called vimalaha apaha yasmin. You have vimala, jas, apu, jas. Okay, pratyaya siloki vimala apu, tatra a samasantaha vimalapa. So there is again akarantatva. Vimalapam saraha. Yeah, Vimala just up just a. So it becomes Vimala up a when you join Vimala up. Adhimam Sutram Asti. Jyantar Upasarge Bhyopa Eat. Idam Samasanta Sutram Na. It is related to up shabda. Dvi antar upasargebhyaha apaha eat. The up shabda, which is preceded by the word dvi antar or upasarga, will get ekara as the adesha. The adesha will be adesh parasya ettenena up shabdasya adehe. Nama akarasya sthane ekara adesha bhavati. Apaha iti krita samasantasya anukaranam. Now the apaha here is it shashti of up up iti shabdah tasya shashti vibhaktau ekavachane apaha iti bhavati apa iti akarantasya prathamaikavachane apaha iti bhavati ramaha iti vat so atra vadati apa iti krita samasantasya anukaranam arthat yatra apshabdasya samasantah krutah tatra ityarthah षष्ठ्यर्थे प्रथम तर्हि अपस्य ईट् इति भवेत् किल यदि अपः इति कृतसमासान्तः अकारान्तशब्दः तर्हि अपस्य ईट् अपशब्दस्य ईट् इति भवेत् किन्तु षष्ठ्यर्थे प्रथम सूत्रे तु प्रथमा एव अस्ति अपः इति प्रथमा विभक्तिः तस्य शब्दस्य ईट् इति आदेशः एभ्यः अपस्य ईट् स्यात् अर्थात् कृतसमासान्तस्य अपशब्दस्य आदेः अकारस्य स्थाने ईकारादेशो भवति द्वि अन्तर उपसर्ग द्वि अप द्वयोः गताः आपः अस्मिन् सो दट् इन् विच् देर् इस् वाटर् फ्लोयिङ्ग् आन् बोत् सैड्स् द्वयोः गताः आपः अस्मिन् इति द्वीपम् दिस् इस् हौ द वर्ड् द्वीप इस् एन् ऐलेण्ड् सो इफ् यु टेक् द टिप् आफ् द ऐलेण्ड् द वाटर् स्प्लिट्स् इन् टु टु एण्ड् देन् इट् जायिन्स् अगेन् एट् द एण्ड् इट् कवर्स् आन् आल् सैड्स् but it flows into on both sides of the island so it is called dvayoh gatah apah asmin iti dvipam you have dvi apu dvi apu tatra dvi द्वियोः अप जस् इत्यस्ति द्वयोः आपः इति अनेकवन्यपदार्थे इत्यनेन बहुव्रीहि समासः अ इति समासान्तः अप्शब्दः पूरब्धुः पथामानक्षे इत्यनेन अ समासान्तः सुब्लुकि द्वि अप् अ इत्यस्ति इदानीं जन्तरुपसर्गेभ्यो अप ईत् इत्यनेन अकारस्य स्थाने ईकारः द्वि ईप् अ द्वीप दत्सवर्णे दीपः द्वीपम् अन्तरीपम् अन्तर् अप इत्यस्ति अन्तर्गताः आपः यस्मिन् दट् इन् मीन्स् विच् होल्ड्स् वाटर् विद् इन् इस् काल्ड् अन्तरीप अन्तर् अप इत्यस्थिते अकारस्य ईकारादेशे अन्तर् ईप अन्तरीपम् प्रतीपम् प्रतिकूलाः आपः यस्मिन् दट् इन् विच् वाटर् इस् फ्लोयिङ्ग् अगेन्स्ट् सम्थिङ्ग् इस् काल्ड् प्रतीप So the word pratipa is generally used to mean something which is against, okay, which is opposing something is called pratipa. Samipam, this is not that samipa, meaning near, it is sangataha apaha yasmin, that in which there is a confluence of waters, so that is called samipa. Samu is an upasarga. Here, prati and sam are upasargas. Dvi antar upasarge bhyaha apaha eet. Samaho deva yajanam iti tu. Samaha apaha yasmin iti bodhyam. Samapaha iti kashchana prayoga hasti. Tatra katham iti chet. Samaha apaha yasmin. That in which the waters are equal. Ityarthe prayogaha. Kruta samasanta grahanan neha swap swampi. Yatra apshabdaha samasantam prapnoti. Apa iti akarantaha bhavati. Tatraiva ikaradeshaha. Jantarupasargebhyopait. Swap swampi ityasti. Shobhanaha apaha yasmin. That which has good water is there. Na pujanati iti samasanta nishedha. There is a nishedha for samasanta, which we will see later in this class. So, tatra, yadi samasanta ha nasti, tarhi adeshopi na bhavati. Su apu, su iti upasargaha. Tattah paraha apshabdaha. Kintu samasanta ha nakritaha ityataha. Atra ikara adeshopi nasti. Eat na bhavati. Swap, su apu, swap, swampi. Ityadi. अत्रैव वार्तिकमस्ति अवर्णान्तात् वा यदि अवर्णान्तः उपसर्गः तर्हि विकल्पेन ईत्वं भवति प्र इत्यस्ति प्रगताः आपः यस्मिन् प्र अपम् इति स्थिते इत्वे कृते प्र ईपं प्रेपम् तत् यदि ईत्वं न भवति तर्हि प्र अपं प्रापम् एवमेव परा इत्यस्ति अवर्णान्तात् प्र परा स्वपरागताः आपः यस्मिन् इति परा ईपम् इति स्थिते परेपम् अथवा परापम् अतः तत्र किमुदाहरणं दत्तं समीपं सम् इति अकारान्तं न एवमेव प्रतीपं प्रति इत्यपि अकारान्तं न यदि अकारान्तः उपसर्गः तर्हि विकल्पेन ईत्वं भवति अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति ऊदनोर्देशे अयमपि अप्शब्दसम्बद्धः एव ऊत् अनोः देशे सो अपः इत्यनु वर्तते अनोः परस्य अपस्य ऊत् स्यात् देशे सो इफ् इट् इस् अप दट् इस् द अप समासान्त विच् इस् प्रिसीडेड् बै अनु एस् द उपसर्ग इफ् इट् इस् अ रेफरिङ्ग् टु अ कण्ट्री देर् इस् ऊत् इन्स्टेड् आफ् ईत् वी हेव् ऊत् सो अनूपो देशः अनुगताः अपः यस्मिन् इति विग्रहः इट् इस् अ नेम् आफ् अ कण्ट्री आर् इट् केन् रेफर् टु अ कण्ट्री वेर् देर् इस् लाट् आफ् वाटर् सो अनूपः अनु अप इति स्थिते ऊकारादेशे अनु ऊप अनूप अनूपः देशः राजधुरा ऋक् पुर् अप् धुर् फस्ट् समासान्त धुर् शब्दः राजधुरा राज्ञः धूः धूः रेफर्स् टु द वेट् आर् द बर्डन् आर् रेस्पान्सिबिलिटि सो द बर्डन् आर् द वेट् आफ् अ किङ्ग् दट् इस् वेट् हि हेस् टु टेक् द रेस्पान्सिबिलिटि आफ् द किङ्ग्डम् इस् काल्ड् राजधुर् अ यु हेव् अ समासान्त इट् बिकम्स् राजधुर इट् इस् स्त्रीलिङ्ग धू शब्द इस् आल्सो स्त्रीलिङ्ग देर् फोर् वी हेव् टाप् अजाद्यतष्टाप् इत्यनेन टाप् कृते राजधुरा इति भवति अक्षे तु तत्र किमुक्तं ऋक्पूरब्धूः पथाम् अ अनक्षे अक्षसम्बन्धी या सम्बन्धिनी या धूः तत्र न भवति अक्ष इस् द शाफ्ट् आफ् यु नो द वील् इस् काल्ड् अक्ष सो अक्षस्य धूः द वेट् दट् इस् बोर्न् बै द शाफ्ट् इस् काल्ड् अक्षधूः सो तत्र अक्षधुर् इति रेफान्तः एव भवति समासान्तः नास्ति दृढधूः अक्षः दृढाधूः यस्य दट् विच् केन् विच् इस् स्टिफ् आर् वेरि फर्म् इस् काल्ड् दृढाधूः यस्य सो दृढधूः दिस् इस् अ बहुव्रीहि दिस् इस् तत्पुरुष बहुव्रीहि एनिथिङ्ग् वेर् एवर् इट् इस् रिलेटेड् टु अक्ष अत्र अन्यपदार्थः अक्षः अत्र साक्षात् अक्षशब्दः समासे श्रूयते अक्षधूः इत्यत्र दृढधूः इत्यत्र तु अक्षशब्दः नास्ति किन्तु अन्यपदार्थः अक्षः तथा सति तत्रापि समासान्तः नास्ति अक्षधूः दृढधूः तद्भिन्नस्थले धुरा इति भवति अन्तिमः शब्दः पथिन् ऋक्पूरब्धूः पथाम् पथिन् शब्दः सखिपथः सख्युः पन्थाः इति विग्रहः द पाथ् टेकन् बै अ फ्रेण्ड् सखि पथिन् इत्यस्ति अ नस्तथिते इत्यनेन तिलोपः इन् इत्यस्य लोपः सखि पथ सो पथिन् शब्दः सर्वदा समासे अकारान्तः भवति सखिपथः रम्यपथो देशः तत्पुरुषेऽपि भवति बहुव्रीहावपि भवति रम्यः पन्थाः यस्मिन् दट् विच् हेस् ब्यूटिफुल् पाथ् रम्यपथः देशः सो दट् इस् द फस्ट् सर्वसमासान्त अप्रत्यय गिवन् बै ऋक्पूरब्धूः पथामानक्षे सीन् वैड्लि अक्रास् समासास् सो द नेक्स्ट् सूत्र इन् सर्वसमासान्त इस् अच् प्रत्यन्वपूर्वात् सामलोम्नः सो अच् इस् द प्रत्यय बीङ्ग् गिवन् साम लोम्नः फार् द वर्ड्स् सामन् अण्ड् लोमन् वेन् प्रिसीडेड् बै प्रति अनु अव So the thing is very clear. Etat purvat samalomantat samasat ach syat. Pratisamam, anusamam, avasamam. So saman is nakaranta. You add ach, a, nasadhite titilope, sama, iti akaranta bhavati. So pratisamam, anusamam, avasamam. Evam pratilomam, anulomam, avalomam. Loman ityapi nakaranta, nasadhite titilope, akarantatvam jayate. Okay. So both cases we have Ach and Nastatite Tirena Tilopaha. So next Vartikam Asti, Krishnoda Panda Sankhya Purvayaha Bhumehe Adishyate. The word Bhumi, when it is preceded by Krishna, Udak, Pandu or Sankhya, a number, it gets Ach as a Samasanta. Okay. Krishna Bhumaha. Krishna Bhumihi Asya Saha. So that which has a black ground, say black flooring. So Krishna Bhumi. Ach Samasanta. Yasya Tita Ityanena Akarasya Lope. Bhuma. Iti Bhavati Akarantaha. Krishna Bhumaha. So, since it refers to a prasada, the visheshana is there. Udagbhumaha, Pandubhumaha, Dribhumaha, prasadaha. Because it's visheshana to a prasada, it is pullinga. Similarly, Udagbhumaha, Udichi Bhumihi Asya, that which has grounds in the northern direction. Pandubhumaha, that which has a white floor or land. Dribhumaha, that which has two floors. So, prasadaha. So, in all these cases, you can see bhumi becomes bhuma. Sankhyaya nadi godavari bhyamcha. So, a number when followed by nadi and godavari, it will have ach as the samasanta. Pancha nadam. Pancha naam nadi naam samaharaha. You have pancha nadi. So, tatra ach samasanta ekvate. Esyati chayati ikarasya lope. Panchanad. Sapta Godavaram. Saptanam Godavarinam Samaharaha. Group of seven Godavaris. The seven tributaries of the Godavari. Satra Nadi Vishchayati Avyayuhava Samasaha. If you remember. So, Yasya Ticha Ityanena Godavari Ityasya Ikarasya Lope Godavara Iti Bhavati. Okay. The question Adishyate. Ach Ishyate Ityasya. Krishnodak Pandu Sankhya Purvayaha Bhumehe Ach Ishyate Nama Kartavyaha Ach Vaktavyaha Ach Pratyayaha Vaktavyaha Yoga Vibhaga Danyatrapi Ach Pratyanvav Purva Samalom Naha Ach Iti Yoga Vibhajyate. You separate Ach, saying Ach will be the Samasanta. Where? Yatra Yatra Avashyakam. Yoga Vibhaga Ishta Siddhi. Yoga Vibhaga is always to substantiate or defend forms. Okay. So, wherever required, we can use to see. That is, there are a few cases, anomalous prayogas, where Akarantatva is seen. So, there all we use Ach, okay, by Yoga Vibhaga. Padmanabhaha Sasiddhaha Prayogaha. Padmam Nabhau Yasya Saha. He who has a padma, a lotus in his navel. So, padma nabhi ityasi. Nabhi shabdaha ikarantaha. Katham tasya akarantatvam ticheta. Ach iti yoga vibhaga samasantaha. Bhumi kshamyatam. Nabhi ityatra ikarasya yasya ticheta lopaha. Nabha. Padma nabhaha. Agrimam sutram asti akshno darshanat. Okay, so, again, samasanta. We had ach pratyanvav purvat samalomnaha. Adhimam to akshnaha adarshanat ach iti anuvartate. Achakshu paryayat akshnaha ach syat samasantaha. Akshin, akshi shabda meaning I. But achakshu paryayat, when it is not used in the sense of I, when it means something else, there is ach as the samasanta. Gavam akshi iva gavakshaha. That which resembles the I of a cow. But it is not an eye. So that is called Gavakshaha. Gavaksha is a window. Okay. So probably in that time windows were shaped like the eye of a cow. So but now it is Rudha. Conventionally it means a window, whatever it's the shape. Okay. Anyway, Gavam Akshi Iva. Atra Go Akshi Ityasti. Go Akshi Ityasthite Achi Ityasthite Akshi A. Sathichayati Ikarasilope Aksha. Go Aksha. Avangsphotana Setinin Avangadeshaha Gava Aksha Gavakshaha means a window. So, wherever Akshi is used for something where it does not mean an I. The next one is a long sutra, which is what we call a Nipatana. Siddha Prakriyasya Nirdeshaha Nipatanam. So we pata na is where Paranini directly gives a word. He does not say asmat prakritehe, asyaha prakritehe, ayam pratyaha. He does not say you add this pratyaya to this. He just gives a ready-made word. We have to analyze it and find out what is the prakriti pratyaya. So it's a long sutra. Single word. There's a list of words. Okay. Achatura, vichatura, suchatura, stri pumsa, dhen manaduha, riksama, vang manasa, akshiprava, daragava, urvashthiva, padashthiva, naktandiva, ratvindiva, ahardiva, sarajasa, nishreyasa, purushayusha, dvyayusha, dvyayusha, rigyajusha, jatoksha, mahoksha, vriddhoksha, upashuna, goshthashvaha. One of the longest sutras in Ashtadhyayi. Ete panchavimshati ajantaha nipasyate. Ajantaha nama ach pratyantaha. Ajanta generally is used to mean swaranta, ending in an ach. No, that's not the name. Achiti pratyantaha. Ach pratyantaha nipatyante. There are 25 words. Adhyastrayaha bhuvrihayaha. Achatura, vichatura, suchatura. Iti bahuvrihi samasaha. Avidyamanani chatvari yasya. That in which four is missing. Something where four parts are missing. So chatur iti pratibalikam. A chatur, ach samasante krute, achatura. Evam vichatura. Haan, vigatani chatvari yasya. That which has lost four. I mean, whatever. It depends on the context what it is. Evam shobhanani chatvari asya suchatura. Maybe a palace with four domes or something. A temple with four gopuras. Whatever. Suchatura. So, trayaha api bahuvrihi samasaha. Chatur shabdata ach samasantaha krutaha. Sriupabhyam chaturaha ach ishyate. So, the Vatikakara says, in addition to these three, three upabhyam. When the word chatur is preceded by three or upa, there also we have ach as a samasanta. So, trayova chatvarova. Mean this is a bahuvrihi. Sankhya avyaya sannadura adhika sankhya sankhyaye. Ittenena bahuvrihi. Tri chaturaha. Three or four. So, how many people were there? Tri chaturaha. A few. Ittertha. So, tri chatur. Jaskate ach samasantaha. Tri chatura. Iti akarantaha bhavati. Chaturunam samite. Close to four. Around four. Jainaiva sutrena samasaha ubhayatra upachatur iti sthite ach samasantaha upachatura iti bhavati tata ekadasha dvandvaha. So in the achatura vichatura suchatura iti bahuvrihayaha tataha stri pumsa dhen vanaduha ityadi ekadasha dvandva samasaha strija pumancha. Three pumsav. So whatever is given in the bracket is the pratipadika. Okay, because these are all generally special words. So pums iti pratipadikam. Tasya prathamaika vachane puman. So uman and man iti athe. Stri pums a. Stri pumsa iti akaranta. Dhenushcha anadvancha. So cow and ox or bull. Okay, anadvan anaduh iti akaranta. Dhen manaduha iti pratipadikam. Dhen vanaduhau. Rukcha samacha. So, ruk and sama. Okay, saman iti nakarantam. Tatra a samasantaha. Nastadhite iti lopaha. Ruksama iti akarantam. Pratipadikam. Ruksamam ruksame iti dvivachanam. Ruksame iti. Vakcha manaha cha. Manas is the pratipadika. So, speech and mind. Vang manasa. Iti akarantam. Vang manasam, vang manase. Again, this is divachana in napumsakalinga. Like phale. Akshibhruvam. Akshini cha bhruvau cha. Akshini is the eyes and eyebrows. So, akshi iti pratipadikam, bhru iti pratipadikam. Akshibhru a. Mityasti. Achishnu dhatu bhruvam, yor uvang vangam, iyang vangam iti nena. Uvang iti adesha. Akshibhruv a. Akshibhruva. Darashcha gavashcha. Daragavam. Vais and cows put together. I mean, the context and why they are put together. So, darashcha gavashcha. Dara go shabdaha. Ach samasantaha. Go a gava. Daragava. Uru cha ashtivantau cha. Uru is the thighs and ashtivatu is the janu, the knee. Okay. ఊర్వష్ఠీవం, ఊరు అష్ఠీవత్ ఇత్యస్తి అచ్ ఇతి సమాసాంతః. నిపాతనాట్ టిలోపః, దర్ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ దర్ ఇస్ నో సూత్రం ఫర్ టిలోప, ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఊరు అష్ఠీవత్, ఊర్వష్ఠీవత ఇతి భవేత్, కింతు అత్ర టిలోపః క్రియతే నిపాతనాట్. So that is why we do a nipatana, where he gives a ready-made form. The form is correct. Whatever is required for the to derive the form, everything is done by the same sutra. Padau cha ashtivantau cha. So legs, feet and knees. That's it. Padashtivam. Pada and the same ashtivati. Nipatana pada shabdasya padbhavaha. Pada is replaced by pada. Padu, padu ashtivati a. Tilopa is Benipatana, you have Padashtivam. Naktancha Divacha. Naktam is night and Diva is day. So day and night. This continuously is there. Naktan Divam. Naktam iti avyayam, Diva ityapi avyayam. Naktan Divam. Divu, Diva ityasya achkriyate. Tatrakarasya asyati chay tilopaha. Diva, Naktan Divam. రాత్రౌచ దివాచ రాత్రిం దివం. బోత్ దీస్ మీన్ ద సేమ్. హియర్ నక్తం ఇస్ అన్ అవ్యయ, హియర్ రాత్రి దివ ఇత్యస్తి. రాత్రేహే మాంతత్వం నిపాత్యతే. సో రాత్రిం దివ ఇత్యేవ భవతి. సో రాత్రిం దివం. అహనిజ దివాచ అహర్ దివం. అహన్ అండ్ దివా. సో డైలీ అహని అహని. దీప్సాయాం ద్వంద్వః నిపాత్యతే. సో దిస్ ఇస్ అ Dvandva samasa. How do you have an dvandva? When you have two different things, say day and night, you can have dvandva. But when you are saying day and day, ahanicha divacha, what should actually happen here? Can somebody guess? If in the absence of this nipatana, he says dvandva is by nipatana because it is given in the sutra. In the absence, what would we have here? Ahanicha divacha. Day and day. Ahan also means a day and Diva also means a day. Correct. Virupanam api samanarthanam ityanena ekasheshah bhavati. We studied this last class. Say vakradandascha kutiladandascha. If it is two virupa, two different words which mean the same, only one of them will be left. We either have vakradandau or kutiladandau. Similarly here you would have ahani or just Diva. Okay? But because it is a nipatana, there is vipsayam dvandvaha. There is dvandva and it does not mean 2 days. It means vipsa, that is repeated. Ahanyahani, that is every day. Ityarthe ayam prayogaha ahardivam. Ahardivam yatate. He continuously is trying for it. That is daily he makes an effort. Ityarthaha. Okay. So there is a question, is divanaktam also possible? Should be possible. I mean, there is nothing special about the prayoga there. I mean, you have Diva and Naktam. Should be possible. There is nothing theoretically which goes against that. But the popular usage is Naktam Divam. So, next. Sarajasam. We have 11. We listed the 11 Dvandva Samasas. The next one is Sarajasa. Sarajasam. Iti Rajaha api aparityajya. Not even leaving the dust. Okay. Sarajasam. Rajasaha sahitam. Along with dust. Say some thief. He takes away everything from the house. Sarajasam choritavan. He did not even leave dust. Ityarthe. Sakalye avyibhavaha. This is an avyibhava samasa. Sakalya, it means everything, completeness, iti dyotam. It does not mean he takes away the dust. It means he emptied the house completely. Tasmin arthe samasaha. Sarajasam. Rajas shabdaha sakarantaha. Tatra ach pratyekrute sarajasa iti akaranto bhavati. Bahuvrihautu sarajah pankajam. Since this is a nipatana, this nipatana is given only in the avyibhava. Anything else, rajasa saha vidyate iti. Sarajaha, that which has the pollen, the dust. So, sarajah pankajam, tatra tu sakarantattvam eva bhavati, rajas, iti, rajaha rajasi rajamsi. So, sarajaha pankajam, a lotus which has that pollen, dust. So the sarajasa is used only in avyayi bhava samasa. Nishchitam shreyo nishreyasam. So the next samasa is nishreyasa. Nishchitam shreyaha. That which is a definite shreyas, that is definitely good, is nishreyasa. Nishreyasa is conventionally used for moksha, it is salvation. That is the only thing that is definitely good for everybody. Nishchitam shreyaha nishreyasam. Shreyas iti sakarantam, tasya akarantatvam bhavati. Tatpuruṣe eva. So all these additional conditions are given by the bhashya. Okay, because the sutrakara just gives a list. He does not say tatpuruṣe eva. But the bhashyakara says the nishreyasa is used only for tatpurusha. Nishreyan purushaha. Nishchitam shreyaha yasya iti yadi bahuvrihi samasaha. Tatra samasantaha nasti. Nishreyas ityeva pratipadikam. Shreyan shreyam sau shreyam saha iti rupani. Purushasya ayuho. Purushayusham. The lifespan of a man is purushayusha. Ayush iti shakarantam. Tasya ach bhavati. Tataha dviguhu. The next one, two words are dvigu samasas. Dvyayusham and triyayusham. Dvayohu ayushohu samaharaha. Dvyayusham. Two lives. Similarly, trayanam ayusham samaharaha. Triyayusham. Three lives. Tato dvandvaha. So the next few are dvandva samasas. Rukta yajushta rugyajusham. Just like we had ruksama. We have Rug Yajusha. Yajush is again Shakaranta. Tatra Atsamasantaha. Tatas Trayaha Karmadharayaha. Then there are three Karmadharayas. Jatoksha, Mahoksha and Vruddhoksha. Jataha Uksha. Ukshan iti nakarantam. So it means a bull. Okay. So Jataha Uksha, a bull which is just born, is Jatokshaha. Mahan Uksha, a mighty bull, is Mahokshaha. Vruddhaha Uksha, an old bull is Vruddhokshaha. Sarvatra Ach iti samasantaha nastadhite iti tilopaha. Okay. Shunasamivam upashunam. So that which is close to a dog. Near to a dog. So shunaha samipam. Shvan iti pratipadikam. The samipam iti avyayi bhavaha. Just like we have rukshasya samipam upavruksham. It is upashunam. So tatra you have upa and shvan. Okay. Tilopa bhavaha. It is a nakaranta, so actually there should be nastadhiteti tilopaha. It should become upashvaha, upashvam, but it becomes upashunam. Ataha tilopa bhavaha samprasaranam cha. Shvan ityatra vakarasya samprasarane ukaraha shun iti bhavati. Ataha tilopa bhavaha samprasaranam cha nipatyate. So both those are got by nipatana. We have upashunam. Goshteshva, goshtashvaha. Again, shvan. So there, nastaditeti tilope, goshtashvaha. So, dog in a cow shed is goshtashvaha. So, this is the sutra. Okay, goshtashvaha. Jatoksha, mahoksha, vriddhoksha, upashuna, goshtashvaha. We have 25 words, all of them are ajantas, that is achpratyantas. The next samasanta sutra is Brahma Hastibhyam Varchasaha. So Varchas, when preceded by Brahma and Hasti, will get Ach as the samasanta. Ach is the anuvratti. Brahma Varchasam, Hasti Varchasam. Varchas is the luster, what we call the kanti. Brahma Varchasa is the luster of a Brahman, Brahmana, who has the Brahma Jnana. Similarly, Hastinaha Varchasam. Okay. In this case, Varchas will mean the rut of Hasti, Hasti Varchasam. Palya Rajabhyam Cheti Vaktavyam. The Vartika adds on two other words, Palya and Raja. Palya Varchasam and Raja Varchasam. So, Palya is Palam Nama Mamsam. Tadarhati Palyaha Nama Mamsa Bhoji. Tasya Varchaha. So, he who, non-vegetarian, the eating of meat will give a certain, Varchaha form. Okay, Palyavarchasam, that is well built or heavy body is Palyavarchasam, which can be attained only through eating meat. Rajavarchasam, the lustre of a king. Avasamandhebhyastamasah. So I'll go a bit quickly because the rest are all just listing of words. if you have anything, wherever you require, please stop me and ask me if you require any clarification. So, tamasaha, the word tamas, when preceded by ava, sam and andha, will get achyasya samasanta. So, avaheenam tamaha, avatamasam. So, darkness which is fading, that is light darkness. Kshinayava tamasam tamaha, that is darkness which is fading towards dusk, is called avatamasa. Avatamas and achyasya samasanta. Santatam tamaha, santamasam. Complete darkness or continuous darkness is santamasa. Harda santamasa paha iti devyaha nama. Hardam nama hridaye yat santamasam santatam tamaha asti ajnanam asti tan nivarayati iti devyaha nama. Harda santamasa paha. So santamasam nama santatam tamaha. Andhatamasam. So actually you should say andham tamaha. Blind darkness. Darkness itself cannot be blind, right? So, andhayati iti andham. So, that which blinds is andha. Andham tamaha andhatamasam means blinding darkness, complete darkness. So, tamas then preceded by ava, sam and andha gets ach as a samasanta. Shvaso vasiyashreyasaha. The word shvas, when followed by vasiyas and shreyas, actually the words vasiyas and shreyas, when preceded by shvas, will get achyasya samasanta. So the words is, you get the shvovasiyaha and shvashreyasaha. Okay. So vasu shabdaha prashastamachi. Here the word vasu in vasiyas means prashasta, that which is very good or very praised, lauded. Tataha iyasuni vasiyaha. So that which is exceptionally good is called vasiya. Okay. Atishayena prashastaha is yartaha. Shreyas is again something which is very good. Shri is wealth or, you know, again luster. So atishayena shreyaha. So now the word shvasu is shvaha, means tomorrow. So shvashabdaha atra uttarapadartha prashamsam ashir vishayamaha. So this is a very special prayoga. Mayuravyamsakadidvat samasaha. The samasa is an irregular one which we do by mayuravyamsakadayascha, the karmadharaya. Shvovasiyasam means in the future may you have a lot of prosperity. Ityarthe ashir vishayaha. It is to be used for benediction or for blessing somebody. And uttarapadartha prashamsam. So it gives a prashamsa of this, that is exceptionally good. May something exceptionally good happen to you. Shvashreyasam te bhuyat. Again, may something exceptionally good happen to you in the future. Iti ashir vishaye prayogaha. Vasiyas shreyas ityetayohu ach samasantaha. Anvavatapta drahasaha. So the word rahas. So when preceded by anu, ava and tapta will get ach. Okay. Rahaha nama aprakasha pradeshaha. A secret place is called rahaha or a lonely, secluded place. So anugataha rahaha, anurahasam. Avahinam rahaha, avarahasam. Which is sparsely populated, it is not completely empty, but taptam rahaha, taptarahasam. So there are different kinds of secret places. One of those is called tapta. It is complete secrecy ityarthaha. So in all cases, rahas ityasmat ach samasantaha. Pratehe urasaha saptami sthat. The word prati followed by uras in saptami, okay, will get ach as a samasanta. Urasi iti pratyurasam. So we saw again, this is in avyayibhava. Dine dine pratidinam. Every day. Similarly, every chest uras ityasya chest ityarthaha. So, pratyuras, pratyurasam. So, vibhaktyarthe avyayi bhavaha. Anugavam ayame. So, there is a question. Shvashreyasam. What is the vigraha? Shvaha shreyaha. So it is like Neelam Kamalam, Neela Kamalam. It is a Karmadhaya, since it was given in the Mayuravyamsakadayana. Shvaha Shreyaha, itteva vigraha. Shvas is the Pratipadika. Shvas, Su, Shreyas, Su, A is the Samasanta. Shvas Shreyasa. Anugavam Ayame. The word Anugava is given as a Nipatana in the sense of Ayama when it indicates length, Dirghatva, Etan Nipatyate, Dirghatve. Anugavam Yanam. Yanam, cart or a vehicle, Anugavam, which is as long as the cow. That is, you are describing the length of the cart or the this, it is as long as the cow. That is, it is around the length of a cow. Anugavam Yanam. Yasya Ayamaha iti samasaha. We saw this. Anugangam Varanasi. So, Varanasi is as long as the Ganga. That is, it goes along the Gangas. It is spread along the Ganges itself. So, Anugavam Yanam. So, it is given Anugo, go iti ach samasanta hipatyate. Dristama, Tristama, Vedihi. These two words, Dristama and Tristama, are given again as a Nipatana when they refer to Vedi. Vedi is an altar, sacrificial altar. So, Yajna Kunda, which we use for sacrifices, is called Vedi. So, there is Ach Pratyaya, Tilopa and Samasa. All of them are given by the Nipatana. Kahartha, Dvihi Tavat. Iti vigraha, dvihi tavat, twice that, okay, and trihi tavat, dvihi means twice and trihi means thrice, tavat is that, thrice that and twice that, ityarthe, asti. So, yavati prakrutau vedihi, tataha dviguna trigunava, ashvamedhadau yat, tatra idam nipatanam. The context is clearly a sacrifice which is described in the Yajna. You have what is called Prakriti and Vikriti. Prakriti is a basic sacrifice. There are some modifications in the Vikriti. Okay. Now, Yavati Prakritau Vedihi. So, in Prakriti, there are some measurements given for the Vedi, the altar. Dviguna Trigunava. So, twice that or thrice that is prescribed for other sacrifices like Ashwamedha. So, Dristava Vedihi means twice as that was which was told for the Prakriti. Tristava Vedihi, the measurement of the altar will be thrice as to what was told for the Prakriti. Ityarthaha. Dristava, Tristava, it is used only in this particular context of the altar. Vedihi itikim, Dristavati, Tristavati Rajjuhu. So, there is a length of rope. So, twice that or thrice that ityarthe, samasa eva nasti. So, dvihi tavati iti bhinnam padam. Okay, there is neither samasa, and when there is no samasa, there is no question of samasanta or tilopa. So, the word is used only in the particular context of vedi. Upasargad adhvanaha. The word adhvan, when preceded by an upasarga, will get ach. Pra adhvan, a. Pragataha adhvanam, that which has progressed on the road, pradvaha rathaha, a chariot. So, these are the sutras which give sarva samasantas. If you look at the ashtadhyayi, samasantaha ityadhikaraha, it starts in 5469, okay, till the end of the pada. So then, starting from 5470, which is Rukpur Abduh Pathamanakshe, you have the Sarva Samasantas, that is Samasantas which are given without specifying a Samasa, yes, till here. So then, there is Samasanta Nishedha. Samasantas are prevented in some cases. After that, he gives Samasantas for particular Samasas, which we have already studied in each Samasa. Okay. So now, there are one or two sutras which give Samasanta Nishedha. Preventing samasantas, na pujanat, sutram, paradvayam asti, samasantaha ityadhikaraha, pujanarthat parebhyaha, samasantaha nasyuhu. So, there is no samasanta added following a pujanartha, words which indicate respect. Shobhanaha raja, so a very good king, ityarthe, rajan shabdat, which is the samasanta which we add to rajan. Generally, రాజాహస్తకిభ్యష్టచేత్యనేన టచ్ ప్రాప్నోతి నభవతి నపూజనాదిత్ నిషేధాన్ సురాజా సురాజానౌ ఇత్యేవ. అన్యథా మహారాజః వానరరాజః సర్వత్ర రాజన్ శబ్దాత్ టచ్ భవతి తిలోపః అకారాంతత్వం భవతి కింతు పూజనాత్ పూజనార్థాత్ సమాసాంతః నాస్తి. అతిశయితః రాజా ఎన్ ఎక్సలెంట్ కింగ్ దర్శేపి అతిరాజా ఇత్యేవ సమాసాంతః నాస్తి. తత్ర వార్తికం అస్తి స్వతిభ్యామేవ. Only when respect is indicated by the upasargas su and ati. Okay. So if there is some other word, even if it is pujanartha, we still have samasanta. Neha paramarajaha, paramaha raja, the greatest king, a great king ityarthe pujanartha tvepi samasanta bhavati paramarajaha. So generally if su or ati is the first word in the samasa, we do not have the samasanta. పూజనాత్ కిం, సో వెన్ దే ఇండికేట్ రెస్పెక్ట్. సో గాం అతిక్రాంత అతిశయిత ఇత్యర్థే యత్ర అతిశబ్ద తత్రైవ సమాసాంత నిషేధ. గాం అతిక్రాంత హీ హూ హాజ్ సర్పాన్స్ ఆర్ క్రాస్డ్ అ కౌ, అ కౌ వాజ్ గోయింగ్, హీ క్రాస్డ్ అ కౌ అండ్ వెంట్. అతిగవ, సో దేర్ ఇస్ నో సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ పూజన ఆర్ రెస్పెక్ట్, సో దెర్ ఇస్ నో సమాసాంత నిషేధ. అతిగో అస్థితే కహ సమాసాంత, which is the samasanta here? Atigo a becomes atigava. Then go home and find out. So bahuvriho satyakshnoho swangat shat ityatah prageva ayam nishedhah. This nishedha napujanat applies till the sutra bahuvriho satyakshnoho, till 54113. That is, the samasantas given before that are prevented. Samasantas which are given after that are not prevented even in pujanartha. Neha susaktaha svakshaha shobhanaha sakthi, shobhanam sakthi yasya saha, shobhanam akshi yasya saha ityarthe susakthi su akshi ityarthe anena sutena shach samasantaha samasantaha bhavatyeva. పూజనార్థే సత్యపి తతః ప్రాగేవ నిషేధః ఇతి ఉక్తత్వాత్. అద్యమస్తి కిమః క్షేపే. ద వర్డ్ కిమ్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ యూజ్డ్ ఇన్ క్షేప నిందార్థ, క్షేపే ఇత్యేవ సూత్రమస్తి. ద వర్డ్ కిమ్ కంబైన్స్ ఇన్ క్షేపార్థ, సో తత్ర సమాసాంతాః న భవంతి. కుత్సితః రాజా, బ్యాడ్ కింగ్ is kim raja, not kim rajaha. Similarly kim sakha, kutsitaha sakha, he is a very bad friend, is kim sakha. Kim gauhu sarvatra etra kutsartha, where you don't have raja sakhityashta cheti go shabdasya gora saddhitaluki samasantaha na bhavati. Kshepe kim etra kshepartha tatraiva samasanta nishedha. Kim rajaha, that is kasya rajaha, this is amasaha, whose king ityarthe, tatra ninda nasti chet kim rajaha, kim sakha, kasya sakha, kim gavaha, kasya gauhu, eshu artheshu samase samasantaha bhavati. So kshepe nindarthatve samasantaha nasti. Nanyaha tatpurushat samasantaha na, the word the nai in a tatpurusha namasa, that is when there is a nai tatpurusha, there is no samasanta. Araja asakha tatpurushat kim adhuram shagatam. If it is a bahuvrihi, avidyamana dhuhu yasya saha iti vigrahedu adhura iti bhavati. Dhuru ityasmat rikshu rikpurabdhu pathamana kshayeti a samasantaha. Tatpurushe, that is nai tatpurushat, samasantaha nasti. Patho vibhasha, the word pathin when preceded by nai, okay, will get an optional samasanta. Apatham or apanthaha, na patham, not apat ityarthe, there is an optional samasanta. We have the samasanta, it becomes apathaha, tadabhave apanthaha. Tatpurushadityeva apatho deshaha. In bahuvrihi we compulsorily have the samasanta. Apathaha, vidyamanaha panthaha yasya. Apatham vartate, Pataha bhavaha iti avyayi bhavaha. In other samasas, there is compulsory samasanta. If it is a nai tatpurusha, then it is optional samasanta for pathin. For all other nai tatpurushas, there is no samasanta. Okay. So that is the end of sarva samasanta prakarana. Any questions? Question, Gangayaha Madhyam, Kasamasaha, Gangayaha Madhye. You can either have Madhyam, sorry, Gangayaha Madhyam. You can either have Shashti Tatpurusha or have Avyayi Bhava. If it is Avyayi Bhava by Pare Madhye Shashtyava, it will be Madhye Gangam. If it is Tatpurusha, Shashti Tatpurusha, it will be Ganga Madhyam. Both forms are correct. Any other questions? So the next is aluk samasa. Na luk aluk. Sarvatra samase kim bhavati suponhatu prantiparikayoho ityanena supaha luk vidhiyate. Right? Supratyayasya luk bhavati. Tatra kvachit purvapadasya aluk. So aluk samasa is always for the purvapada. So purvapadasya aluk, lukaha abhavaha vihiyate. So that is called aluk, where we hear the samasa, that is it appears as if we are hearing the vibhakti, but it is actually one word and other samasa karyas like samasanta or samasaswara will still happen. Question is why not have it as two separate words? Say you have something like stokan muktaha. So vigraha is also stokat muktaha. So samasa is also snokan muktaha. Kimartham samasaha? Why should we do a samasa at all? Means there are other karyas which depend on the samasa, like the swara or samasanta will still happen and it is treated as one word. It's just that there is aluk, no deletion of the supratyaya on the puropada. So it is given generally for the vibhakti. Pratyaya, chaturthi, panchami, shashti, saptami. So they are the vibhaktis which can have aluk. So we will go through. Aluguttara pade iti adhikaraha. So this is the adhikara which governs both this prakarana and the next, that is samasashraya vidhi. Aluguttara pade iti adhikaraha shashtadhyayasya dvatiya pade arabhyate padadvayamasti aluk uttara pade alugadhikaraha prag anangaha uttarapada adhikaraha tu apada samaptehe. Both these words are taken as adhikara, that is taken in the following sutras. Aluk, the aluk adhikara goes till anangratos vande, which is 6325. So before that, till 6324, we have the aluk samasa. So the aluk samasa prakarana is the 23 sutras from 632 till 6323. Okay, the 24. Sorry. So aluk adhikaraha prag anangaha, uttarapada adhikaraha tu apara samaptehe. Whereas uttarapade pare. All these karyas, aluk is given when followed by the uttarapada, and there are karyas after it, till the end of the pada, they are also karyas which are given when followed by the uttarapada. That is why it is called a samasa ashraya vidhi. Uttarapada you find only a samasa. So depending on the samasa, you have some karyas that is covered in the samasa ashraya vidhi. So now we have the aluk samasas. Panchamyas tokadibhyaha. The panchami vibhakti on words on stokadis will not be deleted. Tasyaha aluk, luk na bhavati ityarthaha. Ebhyaha panchamyaha aluk syad uttarapade. Which are the stokadis? Stokantika duratharkachranik tena iti samasa vidhayakam sutram. Tatpurusha samasa, panchami tatpurusha. These words will combine with a ktapratyanta. And in that case, there is no aluk of the panchami. Stokan muktaha. Liberated by little effort. Evam antikartha duratha kritsebhyaha. So whichever are the words which are indicated in this sutra, antikan muktaha, duran muktaha, kritsan muktaha, ityadi, sarvatra panchamyaha, aluk. Uttarapade kim, nishkantaha stokat, nistokaha. Uttarapade pare. That is when these words form the purvapada, only there we have the aluk. The nishkantaha stokat, he left quickly ityarthe, the stoka is the uttarapada. So tasya uttarapada parakatvam nasti. Ataha Atra aluk nasti. So the aluk will only happen when followed by the uttarapada. That is only the purvapada which will give aluk, which will get aluk always. That's the general rule. Sarvatra uttarapade itadhikara astyeva. Brahmanachamsi na upasankhyanam. So there is a word Brahmanachamsi. Brahmane vihitani shastrani upachara brahmanani. That is that which is told in the Brahmanas of the Vedas. Right? Brahmana is a part of the Veda. Samhita, Brahmana, Aranyaka and Upanishad. Tani shamsati. He who tells the shastra which is given in the Brahmana is Brahmanachamsi. Ritvik visheshaha. A particular kind of ritvik. Now, Brahmanat Shamsi ityasti, tatra Brahmanat iti panchamyaha aluk. So, dvitiyarthe panchami upasankhyana deva. It should actually have dvitiya vibhakti, Brahmanani Shamsati. But there is panchami vibhakti also by the same Vartika, because he gives a ready-made word as Brahmanat Shamsi. Ojasahombhasamasaha tritiyayaha. There is aluk of tritiya. The first one was aluk for panchami. Panchamya stokadibhya. Idanim tritiya vibhakteha aluk. So, when the tritiya vibhakti on these words, ojas, sahas, ambhas and tamas will not be deleted. Okay. So, ojasakritam. Ojas is very, you know, powerful. Very well done. Forcefully done. Ityarthe ojasakritam. Sahasakritam. Sahasa means done with in haste. That which was done in haste. Ambhasakritam. Ambhas is water. That which was created by water. Tamasavritam. Tamasavritam. Tamasa nama andhakarena. Covered by darkness. So in all these cases, the ojasa, sahasa, ambhasa and tamasa, all these are the tritiyantas. So the tritiyavibhakti is not deleted. Anjasaha upasankhyanam. So to this, the Vartikakara adds the word anjas, anjasakritam. Anjasakritam nama arjavena kritam. That which was done with very, you know, arjava is straightforward. That which is not crooked is arjava. So it was done in a very open, straightforward manner is anjasakritam. So in all these cases, there is aluk for tritiya. There is a question here. Stokan muktaha. What is the vigraha? Vigraha is stokat muktaha. So vigraha will seem, I mean, look similar to the samasa. So is supodhatu pratipadika yoho not applied here. It is applied. It will remove the sup of the uttarapada. Right? You have stokat muktaha is the laukika vigraha. Stoka ngasi mukta su is the alaukika vigraha, where you have the samasa by stokantika duranta pachanik tena. Then you have to apply supodhatu pratiparika yohu. There panchamya stoka dikshaha ityanena panchamyaha eva aluk. So stoka ngasi mukta, the supratyaya on mukta is deleted by supodhatu pratiparika yohu. We do apply it, delete the pratyaya on the uttarapada. So you have stoka ngasu mukta. So stoka ngasi becomes stokat. Stokan mukta is the samasta pada. On that we add the supratyaya. Su aujas. You can add any pratyaya and it will become stokan muktaha, stokan muktau, stokan muktaha ityadi. Okay. So we do apply supodhatu pratyayoho, but it will delete only the pratyaya on the uttarapada. Any other questions? Pumsanujo janushantha iti cha. So he has two more words. Pumsanujaha. Pumsa anujaha. Nama yasya agrajaha puman. So his elder brother is a man. That is a male. Pumsanujaha. That is he has a elder brother. Ittartha. Pumsa anujaha. He can also be striya anujaha. Right? I mean he was born after a girl. He could have a sister, elder sister. Pumsanujaha means he has an elder brother. Tatra pumsa iti tritiyayaha aluk. Janusha andhaha. Janush nama janma. Janmana andhaha. That is blind by birth. Yate janusha iti tritiyayaha aluk. మనసస్సంజ్ఞాయాం తృతీయాయాః ఇతి అనువర్తతే. ద తృతీయా విభక్తి ఆన్ ద వర్డ్ మనస్ ఇస్ నాట్ డిలీటెడ్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ సంజ్ఞా, వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ నేమ్. మనసా గుప్త ఇది కశ్చన సంజ్ఞా, సంబడీస్ నేమ్. ఆజ్ఞాయిని చ మనసా ఇతి, మనసః ఇతి అనువర్తతే. సో ద తృతీయా ఆన్ మనస్ ఇస్ నాట్ డిలీటెడ్ వెన్ ఫాలోడ్ బై ద వర్డ్ ఆజ్ఞాయి. మనసా జ్ఞాతుం శీలం అస్య. So, he who knows by his mind, that is just by thinking, he knows what is there. He who can read minds, itjathe, manasa jnayi, manasa iti tutiyayah, aluk, he knows through his mind. Atmanashta, the word, the tutiyayabhakti on the word atman is not deleted. Atmanaha tutiyayah aluksya. So there the Vartika Sara adds Purane iti vaktavyam, when followed by a Purana Pratyayanta. When the Uttara Pada is a Purana Pratyayanta, we know what are Purana Pratyayantas, right? Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturtha, those are all Purana Pratyayantas. So when followed by that, the Tritiya Vibhakti on Atman is not deleted. Atmana Panchamaha, he is the fifth. That is fifth, he himself being the fifth. There are four others, he himself being the fifth. Okay. So, jana, that is the Atmana Panchamaha, Atmana Chaturthaha ityadi samastam padam tatra tritiyayaha aluk. Okay. There is a prayoga, janardhanas tvatma chaturtha eva. It says Atma Chaturtha and not Atmana Chaturtha. So, how do we do this? Okay. So, it is not tritiya vibhakti there. ఆత్మా చతుర్థః యస్య సః ఆత్మచతుర్థః ఇతి బహువ్రీహిః. సో ఇన్ దిస్ కేస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ తత్పురుష సమాస, నాట్ తృతీయా తత్పురుష, ఇట్ ఇస్ అ బహువ్రీహి. ఆత్మా చతుర్థః యస్య సః, సో తత్ర ఆత్మచతుర్థః ఇతి భవతి. తత్పురుష సమాసే తు ఆత్మనా చతుర్థః ఇతి సమస్తం పదం. పూరణే కిం ఆత్మకృతం, ఆత్మనా కృతం. That which was done by oneself. Atmana krutam iti tritiya samasaha, kintu kruta iti purana pratyayantaha na, ataha aluk nasti. Vayyankarana akhyayam chaturthyaha. That was about tritiya. Right? First, initially we had aluk for panchami, then aluk for tritiya. Now he starts with aluk for chaturthi. Okay. So, vayyankarana akhyayam, atmanaha, the word atman, that is the chaturthi vibhakti on Atman is not deleted when it refers to a vayyakaranakhya, a term of grammar, a grammar term. Then okay. So Atmana haityeva, Atmane padam, we have this term, right? Atmane padam, Atmane padam, right? So ఆత్మనే ఇది చతుర్థీ విభక్తి, తత్ర అలుక్ భవతి ఆత్మనే పదం. ఏమేమ ఆత్మనే భాషాః, ఆత్మనే భాషాః ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఎ వర్డ్ యూజ్డ్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ సెన్స్ బై అదర్ వైయాకరణస్ బిఫోర్ పాణిని. పాణిని యూజెస్ ఆత్మనే పదం, వేర్ ఆస్ అదర్స్ యూజ్ ఆత్మనే భాషాః. ఉభయత్ర ఆత్మన్ ఇత్యస్మాత్ పదస్య చతుర్థ్యాః అలుక్. ఓకే, ద చతుర్థీ ఇస్ నాట్ డిలీటెడ్. So there is a question here. Mano Gupta. There is no Mano Gupta. The word is Manasa Gupta. Because Tritiya is not deleted there. Right? The Vigraha is also Manasa Gupta. The Samasa is also that. Please remember in Aluk Samasa, always the Vigraha will be the same as the Samasta Pada. I mean, you will not be able to see the difference. Even though there is a difference, you cannot see the difference because there is no look. The Vigraha is always the same as the Samasta Pada. Both are the same. Okay. So manasaha samnyayam, the word manas, the tritiya vibhakti on manas is not deleted when it is a samnya, and the example is manasa gupta. If there is a word like mano gupta, manaha guptam yasya saha, you can do a bahuvrihi again, like we did for atma chaturtha. The vigraha will be manaha guptam yasya sa. she whose mind is very secret, I mean, she who does not let out what is on her mind, can be Manogupta. But it is not a Tritiya Samasa. Tritiya Samasa Aluk, Manasa Gupta. Bahuvriha utu Manogupta iti bhavitum arhati. Atmane padam, atmane bhashaha. Vayyakaranakhyayam chaturthyaha. Sadarthya chaturthi, chaturthi iti yoga vibhaga samasaha. So that is about the how do we have a samasa? Mai yoga vibhaga. Parasyacha. So the word para also. Like we have atmane pada, we also have parasmai pada and parasmai bhasha. So chaturthi and the word para also gets aluk. And it is a technical term of the vyakarana. Next one, this is an important sutra for in aluk. Okay, a common sutra which is generally applied. Haladantat saptamya samyayam. So we did tritiya, panchami and chaturthi. Now it is saptami. Saptami is the vibhakti which mostly gets aluk. Okay? Which is the most common aluk samasa is the saptamyaha aluk eva. So the main sutra for it is haladantat saptamyaha. So when saptami bhakti on a halanta or an adanta, okay, will be get a look samyayam when it is a name or something. Halanta or adanta cha saptamyaha aluk syat samyayam. Tvachisaraha. Tvach is a word halanta. Tvachi is a halanta, so tvachi iti saptami, so tvachi iti saptamyaha aluk. Tvachisara is a name, it is the name of the bamboo. Okay, vamshavrikshasya aparam nama, it is the name of the bamboo tree. So since it is a name, tvachisaraha ityatra saptamyaha aluk. Okay, so for the next example, he takes this, gavidibhyam sthiraha iti, so this is not aluk sutra. So apadantasya murdhanya ityadhikaraha sthirasya sasya shahasyat. The sa of sthira is replaced by sha. Okay. So gavishthiraha, it is a name of somebody. Gavi sthiraha ityarthe gavishthiraha. Now here, how do we have aluk? Because go is neither halanta nor adanta. Haladanta deva aluk vidhiyate. Atra gavi iti vasana deva aluk. Because the sutra says gavi yudhibhyam, so there is no look of the saptami and gavi because of the sutra itself. Okay? Gavishthiraha iti kasyachin nama, yudhishthiraha, yudhisthiraha. So yudhu iti halantam. So halanta saptamyaha aluk, yudhisthiraha, and the shatva is by gavi yudhibhyam sthiraha. Okay? Yudhishthiraha. Aranye tilakaha, aranye tilakaha, aranya iti akaran, sattva akaran tatu saptamyaha aluk. Aranya tilakaha is the name of some herb. So when it is a name, haladanta saptamyaha aluk bhavati. Atra samyayam iti saptami samasaha. Hridyubhyam cha iti vartikam. So the saptami again gets aluk on hritu and div. Saptami on these two words will not be deleted. Hridisprak, divisprak, that which touches the heart is hridisprak, that which touches the skies is divisprak. Hridi divi iti saptamyaha aluk. So karanam nicha pracham haladau. Very specific this. Karanama. Kara means tax. Okay. So in those days there were different taxes. So in the name of a tax, haladau uttarapade. If the uttarapada is a haladi, then there is a look for saptami on haladanta. Haladanta saptamyaha iti anuvartate. The purvapada is either halanta or adanta. The uttarapada is haladi and it is the name of a tax. Pracham deshe, the name of a tax in the eastern country. Okay, very specific rule, I mean, that which was in vogue in those times. Mukute karshapanam. Mukuta iti adantam. Karshapana. Mukuta is the, what is it? The kirita, the head. crown. So mukute karshapanam. For the crown, the tax is one karshapana. Karshapana was a coin, I mean it was a particular denomination. Like we have rupees and paisa. It was a karshapana. Mukute karshapanam is a particular tax. Okay. So tax which is levied on mukuta or the crowns. So tatra mukute iti saptamyaha aluk. Drishadi mashakaha. So drishat is stone. For stone the tax is a masha. So drishadi mashakaha. Drishadi iti halanta. Drishat is halanta. So halanta saptamyaha aluk. Adanta dapi saptamyaha aluk. Both of these are taxes in the eastern country. And the uttarapada is starting with a hal. Okay. Karshapanam and mashaka. Purvena siddhe. This aluk can be had from the previous sutra. Haladanta saptamya samnyaya. Because it is also a samnya. It is saptami. But this particular rule establishes a niyama. Purvena siddhe niyamartham. Karanamni eva. That is only if it is a name of a tax. Pracham eva. Only if it is of the eastern country. Haladaveva. Only when followed by a haladi uttarapada. Karanamni kim. Abhyarhita pashuhu. A pashu, that is an animal which is given to an abhyarhita, a respected personage. This is not a tax. It is to be given, right? Kanad anyasya etat deyasya nama. Deyam nama datavyam. Into karahana. It is not a tax to be given to a king. Satra kim nasti aluk nasti. Pracham kim yutha pashuhu. Yuthe pashuhu, one animal out of the herd to be given as a tax, but this tax is levied not in the eastern country, somewhere else, probably in the north or the western provinces. Ataha yutha pashuhu ityatravi aluk nasti. Haladau kim, uttarapadam haladi bhavet. Avikatoranaha, avikate uranaha. Urana is a young ram. Okay, the male of a sheep is a ram. Avikate, so in a group, in a herd of sheep, a young ram is taken as a tax. So this is a tax of the eastern province, but the uttarapada is taxed with a ukara. It is not a haladi. Therefore, here also we do not have a look. They are very specific usages. Haladantat kim. Again, the purvapada has to be either halanta or adanta. Nadyam dohaha, nadi dohaha. So a milk, say there is a milking animal, it has to cross the river. I mean, it has to be taken across the river. So one doha is taken as a tax. That is one, you have to milk and give that milk as the tax. So that is a tax of the eastern country and the uttarapada starts with hal. But the purvapada is not halanta or adanta. So when all these conditions are satisfied, there is a look for saptami. So madhyad guru, when the word madhya is followed by guru, we have a look madhye guruhu. It refers to a gana. In the chandas you have eight ganas, right? Yamata raja bhana salagam. So bhajasa gauravam yanti. The jagana is called madhye guruhu. It has guru in the middle. It has laghu guru laghu. It is called madhye guruhu. Antacharivatikam ante guruhu is sagana, that which has guru at the end. Amurdhamastakat swangad akami. Swangat on a swangavachaka, that is a word, it indicates an organ. There is a look of saptami. Okay. Kanthe kalaha. Kantha iti swangam. Tasma saptamyaha aluk. Kanthe kalaha. Urasi loma. Kante kalaha, he who has a black mark in the neck or the throat. Urasi loma, he who has hairs on the chest. Urasi lomani asya saha. Urasi loma. So urasi iti saptamyaha aluk. Now it says amurdha mastaka. So not on the words murdha or mastaka. Murdha shikha, mastaka shikha. Murdhini shikha asya saha. Mastake shikhayasya saha. So ubhayatra na bhavati. Because it says amurtha mastakat. Akame, and not when followed by the word kama. Mukhe kamaha asya. Atra mukham swangam. Tathapi kama shabde uttarapade. अलुक् न भवति मुखकामः बन्धे च विभाषा सो वेन् फालोड् बै द बन्ध वर्ड् बन्ध देर् इस् आप्शनल् अलुक् विभाषया अलुक् स्वाङ्गस्य एव स्वाङ्गाद् इति अनुवर्तते हस्ते बन्धः हस्तबन्धः सो बन्ध इस् grip imprisonment in the hand that is the cuffs putting on hand cuffs is haste bandha or hasta bandha haladantat iti anuvartate everywhere you have the haladantat gupti bandha guptau bandha gupti is a prison so he is imprisonment in the prison gupti bandha atra aluk nasti because the word gupti is neither akaranta adanta or halanta यत्र हलदन्तत्वमस्ति तत्र विकल्पेन अलुक् भवति बन्धशब्दे परे तत्पुरुषे कृतिबहुलम् अनदर् इम्पोर्टेण्ट् सूत्र आफ् अलुक् ओके इन् अलुक् समास यु हाव् द मेजर् सूत्र विच् अप्लै अक्रास् मेनि केसस् इस् द हलदन्तासप्तम्यासंज्ञायाम् अण्ड् तत्पुरुषे कृतिबहुलम् दिस् इस् आल्सो सीन् वेरि वैड्लि So there is a question here, Kanthe Kalaha, it is Aluk Samasa and Bahuvrihi also. See, also means Aluk Samasa is always some other Samasa also. Right? I mean, Aluk Samasa is not a different kind of a Samasa. So in Tatpurusha you can have Aluk, in Bahuvrihi you can have Aluk, in Avibhava or Dvandva you can have Aluk. Okay, Aluk Samasa, please don't be under the impression that it is a different kind of a Samasa. It is the same, I mean, it is one of the four. It is Avibhava, Dvandva, Tatpurusha. Mostly Tatpurusha or Bahuvrihi. In which there is Aluk for the Purvapada. Okay, so it has to be Samada Samasa. Kante Kalaha is Bahuvrihi. Kante Saha Kalaha is Saha. Right. So Bahuvrihau Purvapadasya Aluk. Okay, so Aluk Samasa is not a different Samasa from what we have studied. Among what we have studied, in some cases there is no absence of look for the Purvapada. So Tatpurushe Krati Bahulam. In a Tatpurushi Samasa, in a Tatpurusha Samasa, the Saptami will be deleted, I mean will not be deleted, there is a look for Saptami, when followed by a Kridanta Uttarapada, when the Uttarapada is Kridanta. Stambe Ramaha or Stamba Ramaha. So there is Bahulam. Since it says Bahulam, it can compulsorily apply in some cases, it can be optional in some, it might not apply in some cases. But mostly there is aluk for saptami. Stambe ramaha. Stamba is a kind of grass, okay, kind of thick grass. So ramate, stambe ramate, that which enjoys that grass is stambe ramaha, nama hasti ityarthaha. Upapada samasaha, upapada samase saptamyaha aluk. Stambe ramaha. Stambaramaha ityapi asti. Karane japaha, karana japaha. Karane japaha means somebody who spreads slander or lies is called karane japaha. So tatra api saptamyaha aluk. This Rama and Japa, they are all kridantas. So saptami bhakti is not deleted. Kvatit na kurucharaha. So in some cases, since it is bahulam, there are some cases where you do not find aluk. Kurushu charati. He who wanders among the Kurus, tatra aluk nasti kurucharaha. Pravrit sharat kala divam je. So these words, pravrit sharat kala and div, when followed by ja. Ja means born. Okay, jaha, jayate iti jaha, that which is born. So saptami will get aluk. Pravrishi jaha, sharadi jaha. Pravrishi is the varshartu, the rainy season. So that which is born during the rains. Sharadi jaha, that which is born in autumn. Kale jaha, that which is born on time. Divi jaha, that which is born in the skies. Sarvata jashabde pare, kale, divi, sharadi, ityadi saptamyaha aluk. Purvasyayam prapanchaha. It's actually tatpurushe kriti bahulam ityanena eva bhavati. It's just a specification because this is tatpurusha and this is kridanta. You can have had it from the previous. So this is just, he is expanding on it. Vibhasha, Varsha, Kshara, Shara, Varat. So for these words, Varsha, Kshara, Shara and Vara, there is optional aluk of Saptami. Varshe Jaha or Varsha Jaha. Again, Varsha is the rain. I mean, Varsha is an year, sorry. Varshaha is the rain. Varsha, year is the year. So, Varshedaha, that which is born in an year. Or Varshadaha. Kshareja or Kshara. Kshara is water. So, born in water. Kshareja, Sharadaha. Shara is grass. So, Sharavana Bhava is Kartikeya. Kshareja or Sharadaha. Varejaha or Varajaha. So, the word Vara means, sorry, I forgot. So, I looked up the meaning. Forgot what it was. I'll look it up and you can look it up in a dictionary. The word Vareja or Varaja. So, Sarvatra Saptamyaha Vikalpena Aluk Drishyate. Gha Kala Taneshu Kala Namnaha. A word which indicates Kala or time, when followed by Gha, Kala and Tana, will get Aluk optionally. Saptamyaha Vibhashaya Aluk Syat. Gha, what is Gha? Tarap tamapaukha. Okay, the pratyayas tarap and tamap are called gha. So, when followed by tarap or tamap pratyaya, a word which indicates time. Purvanne tare. Purvanna tare. Purvanna is the morning. Purvanne tare is early morning. Purvanne tame is very early morning. Okay. So, purvanne tare. Purvanna tare. Purvanne tame. Purvanna tame. There is optional aluk for saptami. Kala, when followed by the word kala, purvanne kale, purvanna kale, so in the morning, ityartha. Tana, tana is a pratyaya, purvanne tane, purvanna tane, like we have adhyatana, today's, something which belongs to today. So purvanne tane is in the morning, so you have a morning session. Purvanne tane varge, so in the morning class. So there is an optional aluk. So Varajaha. Okay, so it says Varadanena Utpannam. Okay, Varajaha. He was born through a boon. Okay, but why is there Saptami there? Are you sure this is the meaning which is given in your textbook? Because this is not the meaning which I read. I read from a Kaumudi. Because then it should have been Varena Jaha. Right. There was some other meaning for Vare which was given. It's okay. I mean, if your textbook gives the meaning, you had better take that meaning. Okay. Yeah. So, born through a blessing. But, I mean, that should have been Tritiya, not Saptami. Okay. Whatever.
Vare Jayate.
Tadeva. Vare iti Saptami Kathamati. Born in a boon. Born through a boon. So, Vara is Karana. So, it should be Tritiya. Some other thing which was given in some other book. I mean, we will know the correct meaning for any samasa. The accurate meaning is known only through a context. Right? So only if we see the prayoga in context in a sentence, we can make out the exact meaning. So it's okay. I mean, that could also be a prayoga. So next, Shaya Vasa Vasishu Akalat. So when followed by the Shaya, Vasa or Vasi, Akalat, that which is not a Kala Vasaka, will get Aluk of Saptami. Sheshayaha, Khashayaha, sleeping in the skies. Kha, Nama, Akashaha, Ityarthaha. So Vikalpena Aluk, Sheshayaha, Khashayaha. Grame Vasaha, Grama Vasaha, living in a village, a villager. Grame Vasi, Grama Vasi. So this is life in the village. And Rame Vasi is the one who lives in the village. So, Shaya Vasa Vasishu Akalat. So, when the Purvatara, this is not a, Purvapada is not a Kalavachaka, we have optional Aluk. Haladanta Dityeva. So, everywhere you have this Haladanta. Okay, it will be either Adanta or Halanta. So, Bhumi Shayaha. Bhumau Shete. Bhumi is not Haladanta. So, there is no Aluk. Mapo Yoni Yan Matushu. The word Apu. The Saptami on Apu. That is Apsu. When followed by Yoni Yat and Matu. Yoni is the word. Yat is the Pratyaya and Matu is the Pratyaya. So Tatra Aluk Bhavati. Apsu Yonihi Utpatihi. Apsu Yonihi is again that which is born in water. apsavyaha, apsubhavaha, that which is found in water. Apsavyaha, it is yat as a pratyaya. There is apsu ya, and then there is guna, so it becomes apso ya, and then there is avadesha vai. Again, I think it's a nipatana, so it becomes apsavya. Apsumantau, ajyabhagau, matup is a pratyaya. Apsu iti padam yadiya mantrayo rasti. Those in which the mantra has the word apsu is apsumantau. Ajyabhagau, some offering, sacrificial offering, which is accompanied by the mantra which has the word apsu. So that is apsumantau, ajyabhagau. So in all these cases, the saptami on apsu is not deleted. Okay, so far we had aluk. Now it is aluk nishedha. Aluk is aluk which occurs through some of the previous sutras is prevented. Nen siddha badhnatishu. Na in siddha badhnatishu. So when followed by these words, there is no aluk of saptami. In thandila shayi. Shayi is an innanta. Thandile shayi. So this again tatpurushaya krati bahulam ityanena praptam aluk nivaryate. There is no aluk. Sankashya siddhaha. So siddha in siddha badhnatishu chakrabaddhaha. So in all these three cases there is no aluk of saptami. Sankashya siddhaha. He who attains siddhi in sankashya. Sankashya is the name of a country. Chakrabaddhaha, chakre baddhaha, tied in a V. So sarvatra saptamyaha aluk nasti. Stheta bhashayam. So when followed by stha, there is no aluk of saptami. Samastaha, same tishthati. He who stands in between or evenly is samastaha. So when followed by the word stha, there is no aluk. Bhashayam. In classical language, in the Vedas, you will find aluk. Krishnosyah khareshtaha. Khareshtaha ityatra vede aluk drishyate. Bhashayam to aluk nasti stha shabde pare. Okay, so that is about the aluk of saptami. We had tritiya, chaturthi, panchami and saptami. Now there is shashti. Aluk on shashti. Shashtyaha akroshe. When the word the shashti vibhakti will not be deleted, when akrosha or ninda is indicated. Chaurasya kulam, this scolding somebody. Chaurasya kulam, your whole family are thieves. Okay. So akrosha is indicated. So chaurasya iti shashtyaha aluk. So akrosha kim brahmana kulam. It's just a statement, brahmanasya kulam, tatra aluk nasti. Vak dik pashyadbhyaha yukti danda hareshu. Savartika, vacho yukti hi, when vach is followed by yukti. Vacho yukti is a style of speaking, that is speaking idiomatically is called vacho yukti hi. Dik, disho dandaha. So, punishment for the direction. I mean, there are some cases like, say, a king. So, even when he hears of somebody, even in his direction is punished. That is somebody who is very wanted. So, even if he is seen in a direction, the direction itself will be punished. Vishodandaha. Punishment for the direction where somebody is seen. Pashyato haraha. Pashyataha harati. So, he who takes away as everybody is seeing. That is in broad daylight. A daylight robbery is pashyato haraha. One who steals as people are seeing. Okay, not in secrecy. So again, there are a few words. Amushya ayanaha, Amushya putrika, Amushya kulika. Amushya apatyam, Amushya ayanaha. His son, ityarthe, nadaditva thapratyaha, Amushya ayanaha. Amushya amuyoha amisham, Amushmin amuyoha amishu. That is the idam shabda. The shashti on idam is not deleted. Amushya ayanaha, Amushya putrasya bhavaha. The state of his son. Okay. Amushya putrasya bhavaha. In these three cases, there is also a tadhita. But before that, there is a samasa. And in the samasa, the shashti is not deleted. Amushya putrika. There is uni मुह्यस्य तद्धिता एवम् आमुष्यकुलिका अमुष्यकुलस्य भावः द स्टेट् आर् द प्लैट् आफ् हिस् फेमिली इस् आमुष्यकुलिका. So these are all given as direct words by the Vartika. Devanam priyaha is a murkhe. And it indicates a fool. There is a look of shashti on Devanam priyaha. Devanam priyaha nama murkhaha ityarthaha. Vastutaha yaha Devanam priyaha saha deva priyaha. So it just means he who is dear to the gods. Then the samasa will be deva priyaha. It indicates a murkha, it will be Devanam priyaha. Shepa Puchha Langalesha Shunaha. The Shashti on the word Shun, Shvan, is not deleted when followed by these. Shunah Shepaha, Shunah Puchhaha, Shuno Langulaha. Puchha and Langula mean the tail. Shunah Shepaha. Shepa is the generative organ of the dog. So in all these cases, Shunaha iti Shashtyaha, Aluk. Divasashta Dase. The word Divodasaha. Divaha iti Shashti. Divodasaha, it is the name of a king. So tatra aluk. So all these are only specific examples. So putre anyatarasya. So akroshe. Akroshe iti anuvartate. When ninda is indicated, the shashti when followed by putra is optionally deleted. Optionally not deleted. Aluk vikalpena bhavati. Dasyah putraha, dasi putraha. Just scolding somebody, the son of a wretch. Just hai. So shashtyaha vikalpena aluk drishyate. Nindayam kim brahmani putraha. Brahmanyaha putraha iti kevalam uchyate. Dasyaha putraha ityapi yadi tatva kathanam. It is just to indicate that there is no it will be dasi putraha. Yatra akrosha gamyate tatraiva vikalpena aluk. Ruto vidya yoni sambandhebhyaha. Arkaranta. Shashti on arkaranta. There is no akrosha here. It is just shashti. On arkaranta word which indicates vidya sambandha or yoni sambandha. We saw this in dvandva. Relation through study or relation through birth. In both cases, the shashti on arkaranta will not be deleted. Hoturante vasi. The student of a hota. Hotr Shabdaha, it is he who has studied the Rigveda, okay, a priest of the Rigveda. Hotuhu Antevasi, the student of a Hota. Hotuhu iti Shashtyaha Aluk. Hotuh Putraha, so this is Vidya Sambandha and Yon Sambandha. Pitur Antevasi, Pituhu Antevasi, the student of his father, that is he studies under his father. Pituh Putraha, a proper son of his father. So sarvatra rikaranta shashtyaha aluk. Vidyayoni sambandhebhyaha tat purvottara pada grahanam. So both the purvapada and the uttarapada should indicate sambandha. Either vidya sambandha or yoni sambandha. Like you have hotuhu putraha. Okay. And pituhu antevasi is vidya sambandha. That is shishya. It indicates a vidya sambandha, whereas putra indicates a yoni sambandha. We have something like hotra dhanam. Hotuhu dhanam. So the dhana does not indicate any vidya sambandha or yoni sambandha. Therefore, there is no aluk. It is hotra dhanam. Vibhasha svatrupatyoho. So the last sutra in Lalit Samasa Prakarana. So radanta chashtyaha aluk. Va svasrupatyoho parayoho. When followed by svasru and pati, there is optional aluk on shashti. On a rukaranta. Okay. So you have matru and svasa. Pitru svasa. So it will be matuhu svasa, pituhu svasa. Now, there is an additional karya here. Matuhu piturbhyam anyatarasyam. So, this is a shatva. Okay, apadantasya murdhanyaha ityati kriyate. Matuhu piturbhyam swasuhu sasya shaha vasya. Optional shatva for the word swasil. So matushvasa. Okay. So matuhu swasa iti vigraha. There is aluk. So if there is aluk, it will be matuhu swasa. There is an optional shakara. So matushvasa. Shakarasya bhave matushvasa. Similarly, pitushvasa, pitushvasa. So this is when there is aluk. Now, the aluk itself is optional, right? So, vibhasha svasrupatyoho, when followed by the word svasra, the aluk itself is optional. So when there is no aluk, that is lukpakshe kim bhavati, matripitrubhyam svasa. There is a typing error, it should be matripitrubhyam svasa. So the word svasa is compulsory shatva. Abhyam parasya svasuhu sasya shahasyat samase. So it will be matrishvasa, pitrishvasa. So please remember there are two karyas here. There is aluk and there is shatva. If there is no aluk, shatva is compulsory. Matrishvasa and pitrishvasa. If there is aluk, shatva is optional. You have matushvasa or matusvasa, pitushvasa or pitusvasa. If there is no samasa at all, in samasa, if there is lopa, it is compulsory shatva. If there is aluk, it is optional shatva. If there is no samasa, matuhu svasa, pituhu svasa, so tatra shatvopi na bhavati. So all prayogas are seen. Based on the shatva and the rupa, you can know whether it is a samasa or not. So, I think that is the end of aluk samasa prakarana. Okay. So, as I said, any questions now? Sorry. So, aluk samasa prakaranam is the title. Yes, as I said, though it says aluk samasa prakaranam, it is not a separate samasa. It is aluk within the samasas which we have already studied. Any questions? Somebody, Usha, says that you know, download the audio for which classes? The Dvandva 2. Is it? I'll check it. I'll check and see if the audio is working for 12th lesson and Dvandva. Okay. Questions? I'll stop here. As I said, there is one more Prakarana, which is Sarva Samasa Shesha, which I will not be dealing in detail. Please go through it. If you have any specific questions, you can ask. Next week, if you require it, we can have a class. I mean, if you have any doubts or if you would like to discuss something, we can have a class. Maybe we will decide on that class by next Thursday or Friday. Chandrasekhar Mahodaya, can you just coordinate with others and find out if a class will really be useful? I mean, if it will be useful. If you can tell me, then we'll see if there is a class. Okay. So, okay. We will say we should have next class. So let us see. We can have a class next Sunday. No problem. So, we'll stop here. Inakshas mam nayamati gamya maheshwara sustam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. Munitrayan namaskritya tadukti paribhavyaca vayyakarana siddhanta kaumudiyam virachyate. Okay. So all the best for all your exams in case we don't see next week. Or else we'll see.